وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the human being and what makes us us, because we are moving from the hadith that says, من عرف نفسه فقد عرف ربه. He who knows himself will know his Lord. And most of the problems that we face in this world is that we are not self-conscious. We don't know ourselves. Rather, we know the world around us. We are world conscious. And when I say knowing the world around us, is as in, how can I maximize the resources of the world that I live in for my own benefits? And then we put ourselves in a lot of trouble. Now, it's quite obvious that although the human being is a free to shape his or her spiritual mechanism, to convert his or her natural environment to more desirable forms and to create the ideal future, he or she is somewhat restricted in action. In other words, human beings enjoy relative freedom, which is confined to a specific domain within which we can either choose a prosperous or disastrous future. These factors that I will mention play a huge role in this regard. So the idea here is, when it comes to my action and your action, there are limitations of how I and you can shape our life, be it spiritually or be it physically. I don't have an absolute free will to create whatever I want. There are obviously limitations. And I can't say I have no will whatsoever, which is not true, because we all possess. So there are a few factors that constitute this or free will, and we can either take it in a good way or we can make it in a bad way. Heredity is one of the problems, or one of the things that we need to look at. Human beings are born with a kind of natural disposition. They inevitably appear to the world as human beings, for their parents are men and women, obviously. On the other hand, a set of hereditary traits such as the color of skin, the color of the eye, physical particularities come into play, okay? These characteristics have in turn been inherited by the parents from previous generations. Human beings do not choose to have such attributes, but they are automatically given to us by means of hereditary. I can't choose whether I want to be a male or female. I can't choose the color of my eyes. I can't choose my height. I can't choose the color of my skin. There are so much limitation in how I choose to appear. These are, in fact, inherited by my parents. Through them, I can. Do I have free will to choose how I want to be? Obviously not. Do I have the free will to choose how I will look? Of course not. So this is the first problem we come and face in terms of our free will. There are a few more. Let us take a short break and then we will look at them.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. Okay, so we're looking at limitation when it comes to our free will power. So I said the first one was heredity. I can't choose how I will look or whether I'm a male or female before birth. That's already chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through my parents. Now, national and geographical environment. National and geographical environments, and obviously, specifically speaking, the areas where man receives his growth and grows up will inevitably have some sort of natural effects on his body and spirit. Let me make this much easier to understand. So warm, cold, or mild climate will cause man to be exposed to different types of morals. This is also true for alpine desert and other regions, that when you look at people from different environments, you see that they act differently and they have different traits and different moral values. Where, for example, in one environment you find people are more patient and more persevering than other climates and other changes. So that plays a major role in also our willpower and our freedom. Okay, so sometimes the environment forces me to do something that I don't want to do or I have no control over, to say the least. Social environment is the third thing. Social environment is also another important factor in the creation of moral and spiritual virtues in a human being. Language, common social traits, and religion are among the phenomena that are incorporated into human by his social environment. I became a Muslim. Someone else became a Christian. Someone else became a Jew. Someone else became an atheist. Someone else became an agnostic. Someone else basically have no religion. These sometimes, if you look at them, are environment changes. Last one. When we talk about history and temporal factors, as far as the social environment is concerned, human beings are under the decisive influence of both present and past events. On the one hand, there is a definite link between the present and past history of any creature, be it humans or non-humans. Past and present are, in fact, the two parts of everlasting course. The past is the seed from which the present and future grows. Sometimes the past, my past, or the past of my generations, or my parents and their parents, and so on and so forth, it plays a major role in my life now. Even, for example, when you look at Islam as a religion, if you look at Islam, the past Islam, and the current Islam, the historical events that played part, you can see that it changed so many things, at least in the form of dividing Muslims into so many groups and sects. These group of sects that are present now, they are only because they stem back to their history. So that plays a big factor. So sometimes I might find myself on a faith that I did not choose to be. It was given to me through my parents, and my parents got through their parents, and so on and so forth. And only that happens through what? Through the past that we come from. So each person comes from a certain past that will affect how he is. So can we say we are completely free? Obviously, so far I mentioned four things that will change our freedom. Inshallah, we will continue this topic in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله